Continue Bar Mitzvah week, a kasha that applies to every Bar Mitzvah boy, not just to my son. I thought this was a great kasha. Rav Asher has a beautiful tshuva in Minchas Asherah LaTorah and Parshas Hazinu, where the shaila comes up as follows. Every Bar Mitzvah boy becomes a Bar Mitzvah after Tzitzah Kochavim, right? Let's say the Bar Mitzvah boy, when he becomes a Bar Mitzvah, wants to learn Torah that night. Does he have to make a new Birchas HaTorah? So no, we all remember wanting to learn Torah right away when we became Bar Mitzvah. So were we instructed to make a new Birchas HaTorah that night that we became Bar Mitzvah? Meaning, we made a Birchas HaTorah that morning. Normally, Birchas HaTorah you make in the morning covers you for the rest of the day. But the Birchas HaTorah we made that morning, we were only Chayiv Midrabanan, Midin Chinuch. Now we're going to be learning Midin as a Gadol. So maybe we should need a new Birchas HaTorah, but have you ever heard of such a thing? And what would be the issue? What would be the problem? So there's a Gemara Rashana Daf Chav Ches. The Gemara Rashana says, Kafa'u Sheid Va'achal Matzah. Let's say a person is out of their mind when they eat matzah, and then somehow they come to their senses. So the Gemara says, Chayiv Lachzor V'lechol. You have to eat again. You have to eat matzah again, because the first time you did it, you were in a Bar Chiyuva. So the fact that you did the Maisa of eating matzah doesn't count for when you're going to be a Bar Chiyuva. So the Katan in the morning wasn't a Bar Das. So that's not going to count when he is a Ben Das, when he's able to learn Torah. So how is he allowed to rely on that Birchas Torah that he had in the morning? So Rav Asher points out there is a Mordechai in Megillah, where the Mordechai asks the following question. He says, how is it that a blind person is able to be motzi his family in Kiddush if you assume that blind people are only chayiv in mitzvos midrabanan? How could a blind person be motzi his family in Kiddush? So the Mordechai says, it's just like... Mordechai says, Achiv Darabanan is allowed to be Motzi Achiv Daraisa. Just like we all make Kiddush when we make an early Shabbos during the summertime, we make Kiddush during Zman Tov Sefer Shabbos, which is only Darabanan, and that covers us for Shabbos itself, for the meal that's going to continue into the night of Shabbos itself, which is Daraisa. So our Kiddush covers us for Shabbos. Our Kiddush Darabanan works for Shabbos Daraisa. That's Mordechai's approach. The problem is the Mordechai doesn't answer the problem, he creates problems. What does he do with the Gemara Rosh Hashanah? The Gemara Rosh Hashanah says explicitly, if I was not a Bar Chiyuva when I ate the matzah, then I became a Bar Chiyuva, I have to eat it again. It didn't work. So why does it work for a Summa to be Motzi B'nei Beiso when the Summa is only Chayiv D'Rabbanan? Why does it work for me to make Kiddush and Zman Tov Sefes to be Motzi other people? So Rav Asher points out what the Mordechai must mean is that a Summa is a little bit of a higher level Chiyuv. Because a Summa is in a category of person who is chayiv in the mitzvah. He's a male, he's over bar mitzvah, he's in the category. It's just that his chiyuv is only drabanan because he happens to be a Summa. But a person who's a shota is not even in the category of a person who's chayiv in mitzvos. A person who's a katan is not even in the category of someone who's chayiv in mitzvos. A person who's a gadol making kiddush in Zman Tov Sefes, he's in the category of someone who's chayiv in mitzvos. He says that has to be pshat in the Mordechai, even though it's a little bit dachuk to make such a fine distinction. He says he believes that has to be pshat, and based on that, he has big trouble with Rav Yosef Engel, because Rav Yosef Engel in Tziyunim LaTorah Simin Yud Beis writes that based on the Mordechai, if you have a katan that becomes bar mitzvah during Svira, he can continue to count Svira. Why? Because the brachas that he made when he's chayiv d'rabanan will work even when he becomes chayiv d'oraisa. The Mordechai said that a Summa can make kiddush for Bnei Beiso, that the chayiv d'rabanan can be motzi chayiv d'oraisa. So the same thing over here. Says Rav Asher Weiss, no, the Mordechai didn't say it about a katan. He said it dafka about a Summa who's in the category of person who would be chayiv d'oraisa. Katan's not in that category. So Rav Yosef Engel's application is all wrong. He says it's also going to cause problems with the chayyadim. The chayyadim in Hilchas Shabbos, Klal Vav, Siv Gimel, quotes Magen Avram. Magen Avram quotes as Mordechai that you're allowed to make kiddush in Zman Tov Sefer Shabbos. And the Magen Avram asks, wait a second, then how come a katan can't be motzi a gadol in kiddush? So Chayyadim says, oh, we have the Mordechai. You can make kiddush in Zman Tov Sefes. Chayyadim says, the answer is, Zman Tov Sefes is different than Katan being Motzi Gadol. Why? Because Zman Tov Sefes, I'm making the kiddush for myself. Katan being Motzi Gadol, it's two people. It's one person making a kiddush for somebody else. That you can't do. You can't have someone who's only Chayiv Darabon and making kiddush for someone who's Chayiv Daraisa. And just like the Mordechai says about the Sefer Shabbos. Says Rav Asher Weiss, Chayyadim obviously didn't read the Mordechai. Because the Mordechai didn't only say it about Tosef Shabbos. He said it to answer a question about a Summa being multi other people, about one person being multi somebody else. So don't tell me one person being motzi somebody else is different than me being motzi myself in his mantel sefes. The Mordechai himself gave the example of one person being motzi somebody else. So that can't be pshat. So he says there are four approaches to this question. First approach he found in the Marsham. The Marsham says, oh, based on this Chaye Adam, that there's a chiluk between one person being motzi somebody else versus one person being motzi themselves, so that's why the Katan is allowed to rely on his Chiv Drabanan in the morning to be motzi himself at night. Problem is, we already said the Chaye Adam didn't read the Mordechai. And he said it's a pella that the Marsham missed this, that the Chaye Adam didn't read the Mordechai, that the Mordechai clearly doesn't make this distinction. So that approach is very difficult. Second approach to the Kazhik Lover Godin, Eretz Tzvi, Simen Tez Zayin. The Kazhik Lover writes that a bar mitzvah boy, when he becomes bar mitzvah, during Birchus Kriyashma at Mariv, when he becomes bar mitzvah, should have in mind that he wants to be Yotzei Birchus HaTorah in his Avasol and Birchus Kriyashma. Unbelievable Chiddush, though. Have you ever heard of a bar mitzvah boy being told to do that? That's a wild Chiddush. Third approach, the Kazhik Lover also, in Simen Yudches, says that maybe Birchus HaTorah doesn't work the way we think it works. We think we make Birchus HaTorah in the morning, and it covers us for all the Torah we learn the rest of the day, that day and that night, until the next morning when we make Birchus HaTorah again. So no, maybe when I make Birchus HaTorah in the morning, it works for this entire calendar day, meaning the rest of this day until Shkio, or until Tzeis Chavim, and Limafreya, back to last night. The Birchus HaTorah really works Limafreya to last night also. So if that's the case, you have no problem with the Katan who becomes Bar Mitzvah. The next morning he'll make Birchus Torah and will work L'mafreya on all the Torah he's going to learn tonight. The only thing is, that's too giant of a Chiddush to say, L'gabi Birchus HaTorah, Mehechi Tesi, you're going to say that it works L'mafreya. Where do you ever find a bracha that works like that? So, and that would obviously be rely on the fact that it's Birchus Shevach. You'd have to say that it's a Birchus Shevach, say that it could even work, not over Las Yasin. It couldn't be a Birchus HaMitzvah, like the Rambam seems to say it's a Birchus HaMitzvah, Ramban seems to say Birchus Shevach. Says Rav Asher, the fact that no Rishonim said that you need to make a Birchus HaTorah when you become Bar Mitzvah at night is a Raya Brura that you don't need to do it. So you definitely don't need to do it. The question is, why not? And he's unsatisfied with these three approaches. He says, he has a beautiful Lashon. He says, Shtikas kol gedolei adoros me'oz ha-mishna ad yameinu Eila machrezes ke'elef edim She'ein kol chavas birchus haTorah vetz al adam bilel knisas al ola Torah v'mitzvah. The fact that no Rishonim say it is like 1,000 witnesses screaming to you that there is no chiyuv, because Rishonim should have said it. People have been getting bar mitzvah since the beginning of time, since we got the Torah. And he quotes a lashon the Chaznish in Shvi Yisimin Zayin, where the Chaznish says, "Ha'achra'a hayaseira mikol arayos." The greatest raya you could ever have is if a Rishon doesn't ask the kasha. Then you know that it's not an issue. That's the greatest raya. So what's the answer? So Rav Asher says he believes the answer is that a person can always be motzi themselves, provided that what they did was a ma'aseh mitzvah. Meaning, someone who's chayv midrabanan cannot be motzi someone else who's chayv midoraisa. But someone who's chayv midrabanan can be motzi himself even for when he later is going to be chayv midoraisa. Because to be motzi somebody else is one thing. To be motzi yourself, that's a totally different thing. If you do a ma'aseh mitzvah, then it works for you. You are already motzi yourself. But only for yourself. What about the Gemara Rosh Hashanah? A guy is insane and he eats matzah. And then he comes to his senses. He has to eat matzah again. There was no ma'aseh mitzvah. He was a shota to misasik. It's not even a ma'aseh mitzvah when he's eating it b'shas. Shtuso. It only becomes a ma'aseh mitzvah when he becomes sane. But a child who makes Birchus HaTorah, it is a ma'aseh mitzvah mitarabana, as chiv and chinuch. And therefore it's going to work for himself. And he says, that's why, you ever wonder, only the Mordechai thought of this kasha, why we're allowed to make Kiddush b'zmantos sefer Shabbos? Why didn't any of the other Rishonim think of this kasha? Great kasha, no? No other Rishon deals with it. Why did only the Mordechai think of it? He said, it must be all the other Rishonim thought of my idea. That when you're being motzi yourself, there's the fact that you did the mitzvah at a time where you're only chayv midrabanan doesn't hurt you. I think I have a strong raya that Rav Asher is correct. He doesn't quote this raya, but there is a Rambam in the fifth parak of Hilchos Karban Pesach Halacha Zayin. The Rambam writes, "Katon shehigdil bein shnei pesachim." Let's say someone becomes a bar mitzvah between Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni. Does he have to bring Pesach Sheni? Says the Rambam, yes. Chayiv and Pesach Sheni. But then says the Rambam, Vimshachto alav berishon pater. But if he already brought Pesach Rishon, he's pater. Oh my high. If he has to bring Pesach Sheni, because he now is a Bar Chiyuv and Pesach Sheni is considered to be a new Chiyuv, the fact that he brought Pesach Rishon should be irrelevant. He brought Pesach Rishon when he was a Katan. That was only the Rabbanan. Now he has a Mitzvah Daraisa, Pesach Sheni. So all the Mepharshim, the Kesem Mishnah right there, asking the Rabbanan, Katan's not a Bar Chiyuv, he's part of a Mitzvah. He's not the kind of Mitzvah of a Krav as a Pesach when he brought Pesach Rishon. So why should he have to bring Pesach Sheni? According to Rav Asher's Yisod, it's glat. According to Rav Asher's Yisod, it's perfect. Because when he didn't do the mitzvah at all, Pesach Rishon, okay, now he has a mitzvah d'oraisa, Pesach Sheni, he has to do. But when he did Pesach Rishon, only on a derabbanan level, midin chinuch, yeah, but he himself did it. And when you yourself do it, it's going to help for later chiyuvim. This is different than Reb Chaim's explanation on the Rambam. If you look at Chidush Rabbeinu Chaim Alevi, Reb Chaim has a very mechudushtik, a beautiful explanation based on Svei Dinim, in a kiyu mitzvah sakrava versus chalos din, maisa akrava on a cheftza shel korban, a real beautiful Reb Chaim, real Reb Chaim. And the Rav used the Reb Chaim to explain a beautiful Gemara, brachas daf chav bey, a taisus and brachas daf chav bey, a one line tosus, gorgeous, but I think more pashup shot would fit with what Rav Asher says over here.